It don't change the music. It don't change the music. I don't think. No.
Recording.
You still bump R. Kelly?
No, but I never bumped R. Kelly.
Yeah, nah.
Not that I don't fuck with Kelly.
The remix to Ignition come on, I'm turning up, though.
Yeah, if I'm out and the remix to Ignition, if he has to come on.
He got a bunch of drinks, bro.
If he has to come on,
yeah, remix to Ignition come on, I'm lit.
Y'all still listen to All About the Benjamins?
Of course.
Okay.
All about, no, I don't.
If it, I mean, I never really listened to it. When we was on the boat going past the
hey, we were calling.
Yeah, we were calling. You should keep the mic up. Yeah.
When I was in Miami on the boat, like going through the Star Island and shit, nigga, that nigga Diddy house is the only house that you seen with walls. Like, it was like a high wall and like trees covering everything. You couldn't even see his house.
Yeah. You took the tour of the island joint.
The sunset jump.
So, yeah.
And then his next door neighbor, Will Smith, and Will Smith next door neighbor, J-Lo.
Yeah.
That shit crazy, man.
That whole, what's that, Star Island?
That's Star Island.
That's a freaky little block.
It's a gated community. You got to get through a gate to go to that joint. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be with the shits though.
They're
not gonna let you pass the gate.
You can't. You gotta be with the shits.
How many bottles of lube and baby oil are required for entry?
Yeah, you know, they said the lube, the baby oil, is drugs.
Yeah, they said.
What do you mean?
I've heard that.
They said it might likely got this shit called GHB in it, and that shit like it numbs you or paralyzes you or something like that.
Makes you forget or some shit.
Makes you forget a lot of shit.
I don't know.
Because hold up, why would you need 1,000 bottles of baby oil, bro?
That would be kind of confirmed.
If you wasn't smuggling drugs, though, why would you need a 1,000 bottles of baby oil?
For the freaky shit that you got going on,
but 1,000 bottles,
yeah, nigga.
You know how long a bottle of baby oil lasts?
Not if you just pouring it on them.
Yeah.
I also heard something too that it was for the floors. I think Ebony told me that shit. It was for the floor so that the shorties couldn't run away.
Slip and slide, right?
Did y'all see what Judge Joe Johnson? Is that his name?
The basketball player?
Nah, the judge.
Joe Brown.
Y'all see what he said about
Judge Joe Brown?
About the first raid? He was like, the first raid, if you watch, they came out of Diddy's house with a box and a bag.
Yeah.
Like, all of that shit for a box and a bag.
It was for a camera.
And then they didn't even lock him up.
Yeah.
He was like, it made it seem like it was somebody in power that wanted to seize that evidence before it got out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if it was something incriminating on him, they would have locked him up then.
That's a good fact.
Yeah, so they ran somebody in there to go get that shit.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me you gave the lady $20 and turned around and gave the lady the rest of the money? Sit down.
Judge Brown.
You used to watch that nigga.
Speaking of, I went to go see that nigga last night, man.
Mike Epps,
yeah. It was funny, man. I know Mike Epps hit or miss with his specials, but last night I got a good Mike Epps show.
Bro, the best joint he ever did was the fucking underrated, never faded joint, bro. That was the second one.
But the other one he had that was good, too, was Indiana Mike.
I ain't seen that.
That joint was pretty good. It's on Netflix. That joint was all right, but...
Is that when he got the all black on?
He going all red or something like that. Yeah.
I've never really been a fan of his stand-up.
Man, you got to watch Underrated, bro. That joint is still fucking legendary.
No, I have watched it. I'm not a fan.
I haven't really been a fan either, but, you know, it was dope to go see him. It was dope.
In-person comedy is always different. I feel like you can see a shitty comedian and they're going to make you laugh in person.
I got a story, though. There's some crazy shit, right? So this is my first time being at the MGM Theater and shit. You know what I'm saying? So our seats are on the floor. And shit, so we kind of like walking, trying to scoot past everybody. They got to stand up. It's like, it's not like auditorium seats. It's like basketball chair. Like, you know what I'm saying? They still flop up. You know what I'm saying? They still come up, but you know, whatever. So everybody's kind of standing up and stepping out the way and letting their seats fold so they can stand back and let us through. It's this one couple that didn't get up. Emily's trying to get over, is a woman and a dude, and she's trying to get over the guy and kind of like trips and shit. And they're going to move his big ass feet. So we sit down and shit like that, and I'm just looking the whole time. The first comedians, well, the MC or the host, whatever was on or whatever, he was talking and shit. And homie, I look over to my left, and he kind of like looking down like this, and he rubbing his arm and shit. And then the shorty next to him is holding him. So I'm like, oh, maybe this nigga blind. Maybe that's why he ain't get up, because I think about Ray Charles and shit.
Cool.
Because he like, as the comedian's talking, he's laughing. And he's looking down, eyes open, but he's rubbing himself like, you know, how Ray Charles, like how Jamie Foxx was doing, like in the movie and shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh shit, this nigga blind. I was like, so I'm talking to Emily and shit, and we started cracking up. I was talking to Emily, I was like, I don't think he moved because he was blind. Like, because she almost fell. She tripped over his foot and shit, like trying to get the seat. And I was like, well, he might hear us because I know when nigga blind, their sightings.
Cool, they got their heightened.
Bruh. Meanwhile, me going through the show, so I'm like, kept looking. After a while, this nigga's looking up at the fucking screen and shit. I'm like, this nigga ain't blind. What the fuck going on over here? Like, this nigga, it was weird, dog. Like, real shit. Like, the way he was looking down, you would think he was a blind person. The way he was looking down, holding himself and just laughing at the comedian. He wasn't even looking up at the nigga. But now you looking up at the screen and you looking at the, for the rest of the show, you looking up at Mike Epps and all this. I'm like,
yeah, shit, the nigga might have been high,
man. I don't know what it was, but that shit kind of freaked me out a little bit. Like, real shit. I ain't gonna hold you. I thought the nigga was blind.
Yeah. Nah, he was probably just a normal guy with some weird tendencies or something. Yeah,
I guess. I don't know. Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely. Welcome back to another episode of A Man Say Man. It's your boy Nick G. To my left, I got the homie Rem with me.
Rem the model in the building.
Frankie in the building.
Yeah.
Frank the Tank.
Yo, Muse chill out, bro.
Over there on the all far left. You know what I'm saying? We just chilling today, yo.
Low key episode. Watching this damn game.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah. We got the Browns fan over here. You see what it is?
Yeah, we whooping right that ass though.
Yeah, right now 24-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. We doing all right. You know what I'm saying?
I think we might be legit, Joe.
I don't want to do that because every year niggas like, yo, we going to the Super Bowl.
Nah, it ain't no every year. Nowhere.
It ain't no every year.
We ain't been 3-1 since what, 08?
I think they said 2011.
Something like that. That's we crazy. About to be 4-1.
2011.
All right, yeah. I love it. I love it. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I pray to the football gods. That's all.
I just, if we get points on this drive right here, I think
it's over.
Sure,
y'all
sure.
Y'all can pack it up.
Yeah, I think they already packed it up.
I love it. I love it.
I think Deshaun Watson looked like he was ready to go home right now.
Bring out the paper bags.
Yes. Keep
fuck
it going.
These niggas.
Keep it going, man. Keep it going.
Yeah, you know, your other Browns fan left you, you know, by yourself today.
That's okay. Oh, I mean, you know.
Oh, good block.
Paul,
Browns fan.
We got it back, though.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Fucking fumble.
First play to.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool.
Damn, Terry.
It's cool. Let's keep going.
Oh, punch that.
Yeah, nah, let's keep the screen going, fellas.
Punch that bitch. Damn, Terry.
Yeah, nah, let's keep going, fellas. What happened?
Yeah, nah, we good.
Yeah, I'm 24 thinking. Y'all about to get a field goal. It's okay.
I'm just No, that's cool.
It's all right.
That's cool. Let's keep going. Let's keep
that nigga to get a touchdown, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be I got this thing
it's
in my parlay.
It's going to have to be y'all defense. Y'all offense got
ain't nobody
about 60
my
yards
yet,
of offense in the whole first half.
Like. So you just going to talk shit the whole time? That's what you're going to do, Steph?
This is the only play that's been talking. The offense is not about to turn the
so
page.
So since we turned on the mics, you just been talking shit.
The defense
like,
is going
to
have to get you back in the game.
It's one thing to be speaking facts, but it's another thing to talk shit.
That is a fact.
Get him, bro.
Y'all got like 60 yards in the whole first half. That's a fact.
No, notice your tone. Notice your tendency.
It's an exaggeration. But y'all don't have a lot of yards in the first half.
It's
bro.
Unnecessary. You're damn. Upset because you was talking
come
shit
on,
in the very
scared.
Beginning and you immediately fumbled. And now you just want the other thing. Oh, yeah, y'all about to get a field. Go y'all on it.
I admit, that didn't look good.
It did.
Nah.
That's bad.
That was definitely like,
it's cool,
on,
man. There's
doing?
A lot of football bad. Left. We not playing well. You're absolutely right. But you know, it's a lot of football left. There's a lot of time left.
Come on. Oh my God!
It's a lot of football. It's a lot of time left. You know the games. It's a long game. It's two halves for a reason.
He hurt.
This nigga scary, Terry. Dog. Come
on. You know what I'm saying. So we gonna play football. We might lose. We might win. You never know.
We were supposed to put this thing away.
I need Cooper to score though.
I do too. But
wow.
This Madden shit got the game fucked up.
Yeah, like, I need this nigga to score. Like,
yeah, for real.
I got $900 on it.
Nigga, I got one joint that's going. Supposed to, if it hit, it'd be for $2,500.
Yeah,
my only Jonas for like three bands. But
I'm gonna send you my
bets.
Cash App if it hit. I hope you better than Nick.
I ain't sending you shit, nigga.
Okay,
that's all Steph does. Anytime somebody wins a bet, sends out his Cash App information.
Yeah, nobody want that Cash App, nigga.
All right, so while we watching the game, let's talk a little football.
Yeah.
And in all seriousness, beyond the shit talking, beyond the fact that we playing each other, what do y'all think about yourselves right now? Like y'all all in a good place. Y'all are 3-1 right now. Y'all got a young rookie quarterback. All three of y'all are, you know, Commanders fans. I was about to call them the Skins. Y'all are all Commanders fans.
Skins,
so,
bro.
Nah, it's Commanders. It's the proper thing to do. Okay. What do y'all think about y'all future right now?
Future look good. I think that we put together some more good pieces in the draft. Coming up, we definitely need another receiver alongside Terry McLaurin. And you know, just think about, we got a lot of placeholders right now this year. We gave Bobby Wagner a 1-year deal. Some of these vets, you know, only got only here for a year. So let's try to find a young person that can come up behind them. Pause. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
And yeah, so
Nick is going off today. Yeah. I don't know what the
fuck. He going crazy.
Yo, he niggas on crazy. On one today, brother.
Nah, we good, man.
What you think, Steph?
I think it's phases to a rebuild, right? So I think early on you're just looking for reasons to be optimistic.
Absolutely.
Right? So that's like the first, you know, two, three games. It's like, okay, we got a little spark there.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Then you win a couple more, yeah. And it's like, all right.
Hold up now.
Now we might really be legit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then if you can continue that success, you know, then you want to be looked at as a fucking contender. Yeah. Like, at least for the division. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, it's almost,
if they can win this game, right, I don't know what the scores are around the league. I don't know what Dallas and Philly are doing right now. Let's go. Big hit. I don't know what Dallas and Philly are doing right now, but Washington's in a position to run away with the division in the next three to four weeks.
Sure. Yeah, you are. Because we don't play them until later on down the line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, like, we win this game. And no disrespect, Rem. You know what I'm saying?
I was trying to keep it cordial. I was trying to just talk football. It's not necessary.
Because I'm
we can talk football without having to.
Okay, yeah, because you're 1-3. Like, people are saying we're supposed to beat those teams.
But those are the teams that could possibly beat you, though.
Yeah, but we have to beat the teams that we're supposed to beat.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, everybody's talking about how weak the schedule is.
Good defense, how weak the schedule is
and all that shit. It's like, yo, we last in the division last year.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So we're going to play the last of, you know, like, even though we do have the AFC North, which is a tough division.
Very.
You know what I'm saying? And we have the NFC, what we got? The NFC South. We got the Bucks and all them. The Bucks, the Panthers, the Saints, the Falcons. You know what I'm saying? But within our own division too, it's tough. Eagles and Dallas, they're going, you know, Giants, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But still,
I think it's just great to be excited about, like, our team again, bro. Like, honestly, just for a long time, I was ready to just be like, fuck these niggas.
I think regardless of how this season plays out, you feel good that you probably got your quarterback of the season.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, Jaden Daniels looks really good. I can't front. Like, he looks really good. Right. Yeah, he looks poised to be a rookie.
And going into the season, if that was all that you got out of the season, you would have been good with that.
Right. That's enough.
The rest of
y'all
are
playing well. Look what they're doing now.
Yeah. They're kicking the field.
The other thing, though, is their offense hasn't done anything all game long. That's just real shit, though.
But also, just think about this, though. We got a whole new culture. We always talked about the culture and shit. You know what I'm saying? Getting back to that 91 type of, that Joe Gibbs type shit before Snyder bought the team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with the Harris group, you know what I'm saying? And all that, like.
This is a gamble.
They going for it?
What you think, man? You think they should go for it or take the points?
What you think, right?
They should take the points, bro.
Right now, we should probably go for it.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know about now, though. Something just happened. Something we're off kilter. Something doesn't seem right. Coaching. Quarterback don't see him be on the same page. Maybe we should kick it now. But I was going for it first.
Kevin Stefanski
loves to go for it on fourth. And B, we down 21 points. We need to score. We need more than the field goal.
Deshaun just need a little massage, bro. He be all right.
He need a rubbing tug. He need a little massage, bro.
He be all right.
Jokes on my man is crazy. It's cool, man.
He did it.
No, he didn't actually.
Let me ask you though, Ram. I'm watching the game. Deshaun has been wildly inaccurate, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's been wildly inaccurate. Yeah.
Uh-huh. As a Browns fan, y'all 1-3. When do you start to panic about the money you paid this nigga, and possibly how far it may have set the franchise back? Because y'all gave the nigga a bag.
Yeah, $230.
I don't think it does either. How much they give
him? When do you panic about him?
$230 million fully guaranteed.
Even if he hurt everything, that's crazy.
They got a fully guaranteed contract. I don't think it sets us back in any way, honestly. Somebody was going to pay him at that time. He was going to get paid regardless. You know what I'm saying? So somebody was going to pay him. And even if we didn't pay $230, we'd have paid, what, $180? Okay, we saved $40 million. What's $40 million when we're talking football here?
But,
it's nothing, right? Hold on. And talking about the setback, though, there's no real setback.
Okay.
Because, yes, we had bad year. Let's say it's a complete failure, right? And in two more years, we say it's over, it's done, we cut him, and everybody's like, wow, how far did it set you back? It doesn't really set us back.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't push anything back. It was a waste of years.
Let me rephrase the question. At what point do you start to think this may have been a mistake?
I've already thought that, okay. Honestly, for me personally. But in the same breath, I understand everything. I understand the way everything went. When we had Baker, Baker was doing his 1-2. He took us to the playoffs. He was playing well. He was making progress. And then he had a complete regression. He looked bad in his final year with us. I mean, when I say bad, he looked really bad. Like, well, I watched every game.
I'm sorry, to his defense, how many coaches did Baker have?
I don't know.
He had a lot.
I'm just talking about
Freddie Kitchens and his whole bunch of guys that came in there and kind of, you know.
Yeah, but I'm talking about him as a player on the field. I'm talking about decision making. I'm not talking about coaching. I'm talking about on the field decision making, watching him play, watching his actions. So I understood why we was willing to move on from him, especially when somebody with Deshaun Watson's talent was available.
This fly wants my tequila. I don't understand what's going on.
But you know, I heard some shit too on the radio that Deshaun's going through another case right now.
Another same type of shit.
But yeah,
a serial,
but it's
misogyny.
Something in the contract that if he is fat, like
might have been.
They have used, like, if he gets suspended again for some type of shit, conduct,
they're gonna take his money back.
He doesn't have the backing from the NFL anymore. He used all his backing that he had to get back now. You know what I'm saying? So if he gets found guilty for anything else outside and he's suspended, they can get out of the contract some type of way.
So it's not guaranteed.
It's not fully guaranteed.
Yeah,
I mean, so it is guaranteed, but it's guaranteed.
I mean, that's the NFL. 230
predator. It's not guaranteed for predators.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So it's not fully guaranteed.
It's the fine print. No predators.
No predators. But because I listen to sports radio and what's his name? They talk to correspondents for like the Browns radio and stuff like that. And they said it's a lot of fine print in his contract. A lot of fine print that they, you know.
I mean, there's fine print in all the contracts. You know, shit like even when you have a guaranteed money, you know, they put the motorcycle, no motorcycle riding for people to ride motorcycles and shit like that. There's all types of clauses and shit, so I'm sure there's swindles. But all of that said, like I don't feel bad about it. I'm happy for Baker to be balling in Tampa, honestly. You know what I mean, like,
who's doing this 1-2 right now?
Right now, it's an unfair opinion, but
but you know what? They also talked about Baker as well. The Cleveland guy was saying, he said Baker was better as the underdog.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, he wasn't the underdog. He was the number one pick.
Stay up.
He was the man. Then as now he's the underdog. He's
underdog.
Yeah, so
I agree.
He's balling.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's 15 at the end of the end.
Even
of the
though even though he let me down on Thursday night, man. I thought Baker was gonna put up some numbers. I bet on that nigga on Thursday. Yeah, I had some money on Baker on Thursday.
I heard Captain Kirk went crazy.
Yeah, though. You know, but that Michigan State dog. Yeah,
I've always been a fan of Kirk Cousins.
That's just what.
That's a comeback game, man. That's comeback. It's crazy.
It's a hold.
Yeah,
man, we going back.
It's all right.
Let go. We'll take that.
All right. They got a field goal out of that fumble. We'll all right.
Just keep going.
Have not scored a touchdown yet.
Run the football.
We got to do something out here.
Ward is out.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's why Emerson got burned early. Because Denzel Ward always fucking hurt. You know, shut down corner, but he always fucking hurt.
Keep running. They haven't stopped the run all day.
They haven't, yeah.
We got to do something.
No variation of it.
The Browns should have brown helmets.
Nah, man.
I feel you.
We got the orange viciousness. That's our fucking logo. Get the ball.
Yo, we got the Ravens, the Panthers, the Bears, that's on Thursday night. Then we have...
That's this Thursday?
Nah.
Next Thursday?
It's like two-thirds. Like, yeah, we got the Ravens next, so that's next Sunday, so in 2 weeks. We got the Bears. Nah, we got Carolina in 2 weeks. That's Dale Green's, what's it called?
Retirement
joint. Yeah, jersey
Ring
retirement.
They're going to
be favored in every game except for one.
Ravens.
Right.
Except for the Ravens.
What's crazy is y'all don't got to get on a plane till week 15.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we got the...
God damn
the least amount of miles to travel in a season.
Y'all got to get on a plane till week 15. That's how close all of y'all opponents are.
And since after Arizona game. Yeah.
And the new ownership is just doing shit to make sense. They won the Cincinnati game. They flew to Arizona immediately. They didn't come back to Washington just to fly to Arizona. Straight to Arizona.
Like, why not? It's Monday. It's a Monday night game. It's Tuesday. Y'all niggas y'all going to have to
shop
back
over
on
there.
Don't have y'all traveling. We're gonna be well rested.
Right. Yeah, start prepping early. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they came out and they punished them.
Yeah.
Punish Arizona, bro.
Similar to what we're doing today.
All right. See.
All right. That's good, Seth. Interception.
Oh, remember school. Oh, let's go. Come on, man. Let's go, bro.
Hey, number five, man.
Yo, yeah, my he's man.
I got five. I got five on it.
He's a dog.
I got five on it.
He's good.
No.
I'm gonna have to give me a shirt. He's better than RG3, got them. Bro. I got five.
Yeah, he better. Yeah, he's but just don't get hurt like that, though.
He's a better quarterback.
He's better than RG3 already.
He was better than RG3 in college to right. me.
Is he better? Yeah. Is this season as magical as that, Joe? I can't say that, Chad, because that was a special five.
I mean,
yeah.
RG3 was really good his first year.
But RG3 also, let's not forget, he had Alfred Morris. And look at Alfred Morris' year that year. Alfred Morris helped out a lot. Motherfucker, that read option shit they ran.
He ain't just had, he had Pierre. Didn't he have Deshaun, too?
He didn't. No, that was later on. He only had... I think he only had Pierre at that time, and he had Jordan Reed. And then we had Jameson Crowder.
Jordan Reed could never stay healthy.
Never could stay healthy, bro.
Oh, he's yeah, a gator, he was special, though.
He was special. If he could stay
healthy, he was special. Fuck with Jordan Reed. Got him. Let's go.
He is balling for y'all.
Who? Or emotional? Well,
he's a beast. YOK.
He's a beast. My man shows up to the game, every game in all African garb. Yeah, like, he's a legit African.
You got to be in here, bro.
We're going to catch him for your costume. Right.
Get it out. What foot? No.
For your costume.
Put him in a jar. Hand it to Steph when you get it.
Show him in the bathroom.
Hello, God, governor.
Man.
He
going to fuck with you.
I feel like Jane is throwing from a pocket without the read option a lot more than RG3.
Yes.
Going through his progressions a lot more than RG3.
He's more of a core. And even when he goes to run, he's looking down the field.
Let's go.
Okay, Diami. Hold on to the ball, Diami.
Let's go, man.
Let's go,
I just want to see why they keep your ass on the team, man. I just really want to see. De'Ami Brown's been there for fucking 6 years, and he is this probably has 3 touchdowns.
In all 6 years?
Yeah. And one of them came today.
He got one of them today. He had two
in one game when Carson Wentz was here.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Jesus. Two years ago.
Man, that was horrible.
Where is that guy?
But you seen the stat that Terry McLaurin had 10 quarterbacks. He's been here for 6 years too, 6-7 years. I think De'Ami Brown, so 7 years has been here for, because Haskins came over 18.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about no quarterbacks.
Dwayne Haskins and McLaurin was the same year.
That quarterback carousel ain't no joke, man. We've had that 1,000,001 times.
That's why when you get that dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you got to right.
be.
Yo, come on, let me get that. Come on, man, we need that.
Need that, nigga, to score.
We need that, bro. Come on, bro.
Nick needs him for his parlay.
I need it for mine, too.
I need it, yeah. I said, my picks.
Yeah. I did like 3 parlays.
The fucking crazy thing about this offense is right now they're putting so much pressure on other teams. They literally scoring.
At will, damn near.
Getting points on basically every fucker. They punted twice in this game, right? And they got 2 turnovers.
And ain't this the most we punted today? Today the most we punted the whole season, right?
Yeah, no, we punted in the Tampa game. I think we punted the most. The first game of the season.
I thought it was like 1 or 2 punts.
Since the first game. We scored on, we kicked the field goal every drive against the Giants.
Come on, get in there, bro.
Defense,
let's go.
Touchdown. Defense is not getting these niggas off the field without giving up points, bro. Yeah.
Get in there, bro.
So when you got the ball on offense, like when they got the.
This is the second week in a row that our defense showed up.
Yeah.
This is the defense I've been wanting to see.
When they
because the first two games, Cincinnati put up 35 on us.
Eating the brakes off them niggas,
and
bro.
The Buccaneers put up 40 points on us.
I'm sorry, bro. My bad. Good Lord.
It's unnecessary. Unnecessary, right? We get it.
Good Lord.
But right now, the way they're playing, like, your offense literally has to be putting up points on basically every drive just to, you know what I'm saying, stay in the game.
Oh,
like,
yeah. What do you mean?
When they got the stop on the first drive of the game, when y'all had the ball, it's like, well, now y'all behind the 8-ball because these niggas –
yeah.
Are about to start scoring points.
Bro, them niggas, they just them not niggas coming playing up like the rent dude, bro.
I just don't remember.
They're not coming up empty right now.
I just don't remember the last time we was putting 30-plus.
Numbers like that.
On the regular and back-to-back.
Yeah,
back-to-back
games. That's crazy.
This is about to be the third game that we put up
38-plus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I feel you. Yeah, future points. We got some more points coming.
Yeah, I mean, you would think, right?
Yeah,
you would think.
You don't think we're going to score one more touchdown?
I think we're going to get more points.
I get 2 more.
Might do 42 out here.
I don't like this. I don't know why I agreed to this.
Because you thought y'all was going to win.
Huh?
Because you thought y'all was going to win.
You know, he talking about why he switched sides.
I never
Slims, saw, you what? Was always a Browns fan forever?
I was never
he was a Cardinals fan.
No, you was
I used to follow players.
Adrian James. He was Adrian James.
I used to follow players before
Colts,
back in the day.
Colts, Cardinals. Yeah.
Like, I follow players.
Sides on me. Niggas ride on me.
But I mean, no to keep it with you, I was the same way, bro.
Like, you want me to die on me?
I was like I was a 49ers fan in 94 because I loved Ricky Williams. I mean, Ricky Waters.
True.
He was like my favorite running back.
You know what I'm saying? That's Deion era too, right?
Yeah, Deion was there in 94. They played the Chargers. I was fucking with them then. And then he went to the Seahawks. I was fucking with the Seahawks. Then Keyshawn Johnson came in the league. That's my favorite receiver. So I kind of fuck with the Jets.
Yeah.
It wasn't until I moved to Atlanta. I'm like, I'm not repping. Like, I'm repping home. You know what I'm saying? I'm not away. I'm away from home.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm a Skins fan. So I've been rocking with the Skins since I moved to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Damn,
so,
I ain't know that. That's crazy.
And my grandmother was a Skins fan. And then I didn't want to be a Cowboys fan. My brother and my dad got on my fucking nerves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, can't do that. My brother's a Cowboy fan, and that nigga's sick right now.
Yeah, James was a Cowboys fan. I used to hate that shit.
Yeah. Like, nigga.
Yeah, nah, my family influence was not enough. My dad didn't care.
So
I used to just follow players. It was Barry Sanders first, and Edgerrin James.
Bro, Barry Sanders was so bad in the 90s, bro. Yo. That nigga was so vicious.
Once the Edge retired, I was kind of always, what was that, like 2010 probably, and I was just like, man, I'm tired of following players. Like, this shit's getting old. Like, I'm about to just.
You need a squad.
I just want to make a mob and stick with
it. You want to put your roots down and start a family.
You know what I'm saying? I want to start a family. Right. And nobody knew a single Browns fan at the time. At the time, they had Peyton Hillis.
What made you kick the Browns?
So I didn't know a single Browns fan. Peyton Hillis was on the cover of Madden. It was actually on the.
Was
on
the fullback
at the time?
Yeah, that was the fullback.
Yeah. He was on the cover of Madden. He was balling, best running back in the league at the time.
Tim Couch.
Tim Couch was
already
gone.
No, this was before that.
Tim Couch was early.
He was like 2002, something like that, yeah.
And then once I mentioned it to everybody at the time, niggas just gave me the crazy face.
Like, the Browns.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to be a Browns fan. And I did that across every sport, though. I stuck with the Heat. That's when we got LeBron. At the time, I was following Michael Beasley. Michael Beasley was about to get traded for Braun. I was like, well, I'm just
going to see the one-on-one guard, apparently.
Their motherfucking stadium like that, bro.
Yeah.
Miami?
Yeah, that joint right on the water.
Except for nobody gets there until third quarter, but you know, that's how
that
we do.
That shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
Our game's like, that's a nice-ass
stadium. I'll tell you what stadium, if you, like, because I've driven to Orlando, you drive through, like, Duval and shit. I drove past the Jacksonville Stadium.
That joint
they got a pool in that joint.
Nigga.
Damn.
Yeah.
Best stadium if you can go to Vegas. Nowadays.
Are we fucking out here, Jeff.
The Giants Stadium? San Francisco Giants baseball team.
Baseball joint.
It's on the water to where like Bama's being canoes catching home runs and shit.
True.
Nah,
most fire stadium I've ever been to. That joint is just dope. Like the atmosphere, the way it looks, everything. That shit's fire.
When Barry hit his joint, somebody caught it in the water.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nigga, I was there for the very first game that Barry Bonds could have hit 500. Very first, he had 499. It was the very first game that he could have hit 500. It was at home, and I happened to be in Cali, and my dad took me to the game.
Damn.
Every single pitch that Bama got, it looked like lightning was striking. With everybody, because back then it was flashes on the cameras and shit.
Yeah.
Everybody was trying to capture the moment. Yeah. No matter if it was a ball, it was a strike, everybody was trying to capture the moment. That shit was vicious. But he didn't do it. He did it 2 days later. He did it 2 days later when we and my dad was in LA.
You see how they did the dude that
Good ball.
Good run. Good run.
You see how they did the little kid that tried to catch the ball from Ohtani?
Oh,
yeah.
And the grown-ass man roughed the shit out of his ass.
Yeah, I'd have roughed his ass, too.
Yeah, for sure. I would have roughed his ass, too.
Ohtani?
Wait, we're talking dollars.
We're talking dollars.
Fuck your kids.
We're just a random home run. Here you go. Have a great day. We talking...
I'm not giving you that. I got kids, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
And I was seeing somewhere they was trying to buy the ball from him, but somebody was like a lawyer or something in the comments was like he should license the ball to the MLB and get like a
licensing fee.
A licensing fee.
And he still has ownership.
Perpetuity and shit, and still have ownership. Yeah.
They gonna go back right with the same play. They running back the same play.
Yeah, the morale right now got to be down.
Have we asked the question of whether you would rather hit a game-winning home run or a game-winning shot?
We asked that before. Yeah, score game.
What did we say?
I think for me it was a shot to win the game.
But what was the other? What was the other?
A home run or a last-second touchdown. You play golf now, a putt to win a tournament,
or
whatever.
Is it a regular game, or is it championship?
Big moments, high-leverage moments.
So championship.
Hey, now that I play golf, bro, a putt, you know, that shit hard as a motherfucker. No diddy, bro.
Yeah.
That shit hard, bro.
I might go home. I don't know. I might go home run. I don't know what I did before.
Home run would be second for me.
I think I might go.
Oh, ball out.
Ball out, let's go.
Frankie.
Let's go.
Deshaun, what did you do?
Frankie balling like shit, too, Frankie ain't he?
Yeah. Let's go.
Offense is garbage in Cleveland,
look,
man.
And Bobby
Wagner.
Let's
go.
Let's go, defense.
We putting up 50 on
these
niggas.
I think a home run would be like, that's like,
a home run would be crazy.
Like three on base already?
But not even a home run, a game-clenching hit.
Yeah.
Like the
National shit. But that's not really in the conversation, though, with a game-winning shot and a home run and all that shit.
Yeah, home run would be like.
But you got to be down, though. Like, you got to be down. Like, you got to be, it's got to be like 4-1.
4-1. Bases loaded. That would be tough.
Down to the final strike.
That's tough. That's different. That's different.
That's a major league.
That's no different than being down 6 in a football game and it's 3rd and something.
Third and 20.
And it's 20 seconds left on the clock.
But you
and you're not in the red zone. You probably like at the 45.
But if you say you down four, I'm just thinking about Terry McLaurin's touchdown against the fucking Bengals. If you say you down four at the bottom of the ninth with 2 strikes.
Down three.
Hit a motherfucking home run with 3 on the bro.
Two strikes, two outs.
Bottom of the ninth, you can still run the ball out of bounds and kill time, bro. That's different. And it's just you in the ball.
That's different.
That's why, like, baseball and golf is real relative, bro.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Well, that's why people always talk shit about the steroid users, and obviously you cheating and you using steroids.
You still got to hit the fucking ball.
You still got to hit the ball. You know how hard that is to hit a 90 mile an hour ball, huh?
I don't understand what this guy's doing.
It's trying to get your motherfucking your locks over there. What you got going on up there? Hello?
Hey, dog. I think you say hello.
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Hello? Look like a mic pad, don't it?
No, don't do that again, man. You smack me in the.
Is this thing on?
Yo. I finally was getting the bug. We don't hit me in my head like that.
Smack the shit out of me, dog. Nick, let me get the black, man.
I think I go baseball. I don't even watch baseball, but I think I go baseball. That scenario is like,
it's about to get real.
If it's not baseball,
it's a logo 3.
Yeah.
To win game 7.
Like some Steph shit. Like down Olympic 2. Shit.
Nah, because half court kind of is like luck.
That Olympic shit.
Nah, that was Steph, though.
Depends on who you are.
What Steph did in Olympics was crazy.
If you build Cartwright, though. That's something different.
If you build Cartwright and you got the ball in a half court for a game winner,
yo, that's different. Yeah.
Somebody's not doing their job.
George Mirosan?
Who is not? What? Somebody's not doing their fucking job.
Bill Cartwright had the ugliest jumper of all time, bro.
Nah, I don't know about that one.
Oh, no, Sean Marion.
Sean Marion's pretty bad. Kevin Martin is pretty bad.
Yeah.
Kevin Martin could actually shoot that bitch.
So could Sean Marion.
Yeah, I know.
Michael K. Gilchrist. Terrible.
Yeah, that shit was terrible.
Oh, that jump was ugly. Joakim Noah.
We down the field.
Yeah, Joakim Noah was terrible.
Yo, look at my man is just doing what he want to do, bro. Like, this is crazy.
And he's so cool with it. Like,
copping that jersey, bro.
He never running at top speed. He always is running just enough to get positive yardage. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And, like, he's so, like, for his rookie season, he's so, like, cool under pressure. Like, it's crazy, bro. He don't got none of that pro jitters at all, bro.
What's wrong with Deshaun, though?
What you mean? He just got fucking hit.
I'm not talking about on that play in specific.
I think
but
he ain't got no massage, bro. You need a little tender love, bro. Tender.
Nick, you got any paper bags in there?
Nah.
For what?
For real.
Fuck, we gonna do
that? That's what you should be for Halloween.
A Browns fan.
You should wear that outfit right there. Replace the hat.
You feel like driving to Alexandria today?
What you say that?
I'm about to leave this nigga Steph out here.
I'm at home right now, bro.
Oh, okay.
I can walk home.
I'm about to leave this nigga out here.
Ooh, this is my hood too, man. I got peoples out here taking me home.
That's fine. I hope so.
Me and Nick put some money up for him.
Yeah, I'm gonna call Gus.
Get him an Uber, yeah. I got $20.
You're a Cowboys fan. He probably ain't gonna get you.
You're right.
It was a bad move.
You're right.
Yeah, he a Cowboys fan for sure.
Yeah, man. This is
The 31-6. It's not pretty. And the 3rd is crazy, bro.
It's not pretty right now.
I can't wait to Cam and Mace talk about this shit tomorrow. Niggas on.
I haven't listened to them in a minute.
It's been a minute, but yeah, I just like to see that people talking about us.
Yeah.
on you know what I'm saying, or at least a player,
national attention.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it. Niggas wasn't even expecting that shit.
Nah, I wasn't.
We wasn't.
Can I ask a side question though?
Maybe.
Like, so the black though, like, does it still hit? I don't want to hit that, man. Like a mechanic or something.
Think about to change somebody's oil.
I don't want to change no oil, bro. You got that play. Well, y'all freak the blacks? Remember y'all used to do that?
Nobody got time for that shit.
You used to do that shit back in the day. I remember that. He used to freak the black before he hit it.
That shit was crazy. Take out the cancer paper.
He used to take a whole bus stop walk. Right? I used to try to get shit from the bus stop.
Like they try to start a fire.
When you get a chance to smoke it, by the time you get a bus stop.
I wasn't smoking blacks when I was 15.
Are you smoking blacks and playing football?
Yeah, nigga,
you a wild nigga.
Did you play like smack? Nah, I never played smack.
That nigga Gus used to play smack though.
All the time.
That nigga was a dog.
That nigga Gus came out and hit the jack with me at halftime.
Yeah, Gus was in shoulder pads. Gus was different, bro.
In shoulder pads. At halftime. I'm pretty sure we was a Stewart.
The infamous Stewart joint?
No. I would just happen to be at a random game.
I played every game.
Did you play that Jeff Stewart game?
We beat everybody up.
Nah, that was ninth grade.
That was my 11th grade, so that's football season I was in Herndon during that time.
I didn't come back to Wakefield until May.
Ain't that the reason why they got night games? I mean, day games no more.
That was Stewart too. After that joint they played in the daytime. We definitely played Stewart during the daytime.
Yeah, when we went over to Stewart, we played daytime.
Yeah, we whooped ass.
That was an iconic fight right there.
Them Coolmore niggas, man.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. I don't think it was cool. They was grown though. They was LeJon out to stretch niggas. LeJon hit a nigga with the one hit a quitter.
My God, yeah.
I remember the fight at the Patriot Center, TC at Wakefield joint, the championship game.
I wasn't there for that either.
I remember the fights at the step shows up that joint.
The step shows at George Mason though.
What?
Remember the South Lakes joint?
Yeah, South Lakes joint used to be crazy
too. We was like 50 deep.
Yeah.
Man, I ain't never been to a step show. I went to a step show.
It'd be an after party. It'd be the step show, then it'd be the after party.
We eating right now.
Yo, look, we eating right now.
It'd be the after party, Frankie.
Huh?
It'd be the after party. The step show is cool, but after the after party, you know, is a DJ there.
I ain't never even knew about no step shows.
It was a thing.
I wasn't lit back then, though.
Nah, you wasn't.
Chill out, bro.
I'm just saying.
Chill out, bro.
Is this thing on? Don't do that again, dog. I swear to God. I'm gonna cut my hair tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to, bro.
Fuck off. That joint looking like a shore right now. All right, man. like a scrub daddy. Cut it out, bro.
Young Rillo.
Look, we gone again.
Yo, come on, y'all. Let's get on the board, bro. Let's put Rim to bed. No diddy.
Yeah, that's crazy right there.
I said no diddy, bro.
Yeah, but so how about the weather, guys? How's the weather been? You guys like the weather?
Fall coming, baby.
Yo, you know what's
No, the weather's wild right now. We don't know how to get into that detail.
I dodged the whole bullet.
Around the world, I went to Miami.
It was straight sunshine. It was raining here the whole time. Yeah, I came back, it's sunshine the whole time.
Yeah.
Lit.
The nigga with the padded helmet got a concussion.
This nigga changed the weather, not use the umbrella.
Oh, we a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know yet. I hope not. Oh, that killed my whole childhood.
Alright, so right.
Is that for me or the Browns?
Hey, real quick.
That was for you. Your childhood.
I know we ain't talking about this shit, right?
Your childhood.
Hey, what y'all thinking about this Cardi being Offset shit?
I don't know nothing.
I'm not even up to date.
I just seen little tweets about it. It was just like I guess Offset got caught cheating. They went back and forth for some of these.
The nigga always gets caught cheating.
The nigga told her that he like basically hit her sister though.
Yeah, it was some shit. It was something crazy.
Did he really?
I'm not up on it either. But I just seen little tweets from Cardi B. Talking shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to argue with a nigga that I put fingers in and some shit.
Like, no, that's wild, crazy.
I
did see that.
That's what she said?
Yeah, she said that on camera.
She might be dead ass serious about
that. She said, I ain't going to argue with a nigga I have my fingers inside of something. Something like that.
She might have been dead ass serious about that.
They can't get back together after that.
Nah.
That's what Nick said the other week about women saying shit.
Amber Rose said the same shit.
Amber Rose said the same exact shit.
Finger in the butt ass
niggas, man.
Was that nigga any diddy parties?
Yeah, probably.
He probably was.
And, oh no, the other thing was she said you ain't even the realest nigga in your group. You will be upset
if Takeoff, yeah,
the relationship that me and Takeoff had, the wrong nigga died or some
was
shit.
But was she saying it like she fucked Takeoff? Was she
probably
saying
so?
That?
Yeah.
I don't think, bro. I think she just trying to fuck with that nigga, bro. Come on, man. That's low level, bro. Let's go.
Got him.
You dropped that.
You gotta catch that, Terry.
We need that. Did we get that already?
Nah.
No, we need that too.
I ain't hit on none of my game. Man. This game.
I'm
parlay.
Never using Nick parlays again, bro.
I got this from the junkies.
Yeah. That's in the bucket too.
Come on, that's in the goddamn. That's not a touchdown.
Nah, because it.
Nah, he didn't come down with the ball.
He maintained control.
Yeah, he didn't come down with the ball.
But you got to catch that, though. That zone is right in the fucking bucket. It's right in the bucket.
You got to catch that.
Right in the middle.
That's a beautiful throw.
You got to catch that, Terry.
That's a beautiful fucking throw. Come on,
bro. Nope. I only got two of my touchdowns so far.
Man, I don't even check my
DJ Moore and Jamar Chase, the only ones. Still need a touchdown from Stephon Diggs, Tyler Huntley, and Amari Cooper to even keep my shit alive.
We is dogging shit right now. This is crazy, bro.
Fuck off, man.
34
Sorry,
points.
Man, my bad, bro.
Fuck off, all right? My bad. Some bullshit.
Look at these niggas on here. You see how the nigga gave Cam Newton the motherfucking cold shoulder?
What did Cam say about
that
nigga?
He didn't know. He didn't really give him a cold shoulder.
He dapped him up, but it's like, you know.
He's like, you know what you did type shit.
Yeah, Cam Newton was talking about how this nigga is just really a HBC quarterback, and he ain't really like, he has no big game that he's hung his hat on. As far, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he doesn't have anything that he can hang his hat on as a quarterback in the college.
But you think Cam Newton should be talking about hanging hats? Yeah, I mean,
of course.
The hats is crazy.
Oh, okay.
That nigga had on a tuxedo with a Patriots jersey over top and a leather jacket.
And a leather jacket over top
that
of that.
That nigga dressed in the dark, man.
He different.
He different, man.
That nigga get dressed in the dark.
You think darkness is your ally?
There go darkness right there. Look at that nigga.
Yeah, my nigga Njoku.
Njoku's like a goddamn super villain.
Yeah, that, somebody. Yo,
that nigga can be dressing like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Where are you from, nigga? God damn.
Yeah, Atlanta?
Nah, it's no way that nigga from Atlanta. Yeah, he from Mississippi
Atlanta.
Or something.
He from Atlanta?
He from Atlanta.
Damn. From Atlanta.
That's crazy.
I think he went to Westlake or some shit like that.
Rim, what were we talking about on the way up here when I was talking about Mr. Perfect slapping the gum? Like, what was the... It was like memories.
Oh, shit. So I had said, I always say, oh, yeah, babe. Right. And it's something that's been ingrained in me from Emeril back in the day. Emeril Lagasse used to have a cooking show.
Yeah.
And he always used to like make noises and shit while he was cooking. He'd cut something up and be like, oh, yeah, babe. And then, bam!
Right.
To this, I haven't seen that show in 20 plus years. And on the way here, I got a burp out on the way here and I was like, oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah.
And like literally, so like 20 years later, there's shit that we still do and still say that's ingrained in us from a random show.
Yeah, for sure.
Steph brought up your gum.
It's like from a point in time where you basically remember nothing else but this random fucking shit. Like I was saying how when I spit out a piece of gum, I always smack it like Mr. Perfect. Without fail.
And he wasn't even a big Mr. Perfect fan.
And I wasn't even a fan of Mr. Perfect, but I do it.
But you remember that.
I remember that, and I do it because of that.
30 like, years later,
yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
True. Right.
True.
There's still shit I still use Anchorman quotes.
I think the only thing that I still do is, we talked about before, superstition shit, like with going under the yellow light. I kiss my hand and
kiss the ceiling.
Yeah, kiss the ceiling.
Y'all don't split the pole no more.
No, that's the one I don't like to do.
I don't
like splitting the poles.
I'm not really bread and butter.
I'm not superstitious even.
I still say bread and butter.
I still say bread and butter as well.
Yeah, if it happens.
But yeah, there's a bunch of little like Ace Ventura quotes. I still use those.
Bro, I literally just said something the other day. What the fuck? It was a fuck. I literally just said something from Ace Ventura the other day, bro.
All righty then. I still use that.
Yeah.
Bumblebee tuna. I used to use for a long time.
Chicago. What does that mean? White devil.
White devil. I still use Nuxu Cow, if anyone knows what the fuck that is.
Nuxu Cow, yeah, that's
Sundum Goy.
Sundum Goy.
Sundum Goy.
That's what
that's kickboxer.
Bloodsport?
That's Bloodsport.
No, Sundum Goy is last dragon.
The White Warrior.
Sundum Goy is last dragon.
But Nuxu Cow is kickboxer.
True. Yeah, there's a bunch of them joints that just be ingrained in you.
Hey,
for
what
no
was that
reason.
Joint that they had back in the day? It was like when they was doing the Nah 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 Way.
Only the strong. My nigga, Savari, the real capoeira maestro.
Yeah,
in this neighborhood.
My man, was doing that shit on Meet the Fockers.
We was arguing at work the other day because I work with a bunch of motherfucking young niggas and shit. and they don't know nothing about our movies.
No, at all, right? Why would they?
They be, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas ain't got no classics, bro.
Nah.
I can't think of no classics from, like, let's say, like, if you 23, 24.
Movies are different classic? Now, man. They don't make movies just to make movies anymore.
The only thing I can see, the classic movies for that generation is going to be all the Marvel joints. That's it.
True.
Like honestly, a lot of our movies, like Avengers only the joints. Strong isn't a good movie. When
it's a horror movie. It's like the air up there.
They don't make movies like that no
but
more.
But I do like that movie though.
Unless it's a Tubi movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they're making movies that people want to see. Like they use all the analytics that they have today and they say, okay, everybody on Netflix like this show.
Let's make a movie.
They watch it. Yeah. Let's make another one similar to this. You know what I'm saying? So they just always do the same type of shit.
They're not going to have like movie lines in their head like we have. Because they really know profound lines. In the movies that they fuck
I mean
with,
maybe right. like Batman and shit like that but right. when that Bane joint come out like oh what like
that's old that's like
Sean
20 years
Watson
old now
is crazy
nah
accurate,
I know it's not
yeah that's
is
a penalty on him
Batman Christian Bale
yeah
that, 20 years
that's
old
like, that's like 15 20 years
yeah,
old now
Bale, yeah,
oh my
that.
God
yeah.
I'm
I mean I could be wrong but it could be off by a couple years but
yeah, yo, I just seen something the other day they was talking about how Steven Seagal was really fucking stunt doubles up for real they had in the contract he had in this contract that he really had to fight them for real.
He had to fight people. Had to punch people in the mouth for
he
real.
He was really knocking. He was really fucking them up. Like that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, Steven Seagal was that nigga.
He was that nigga, yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damme too.
That nigga too.
Who y'all like better?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never liked Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal ponytail used to piss me off.
That blew me too. No kidding.
Well, Jean-Claude Van Damme actually
but you
was
know what?
A
Steven Seagal has one of my favorite joints when his wife got killed. What was the name of that joint?
Hard to Kill?
Hard to Kill.
Great
yes.
movie.
That's fire.
Great movie.
That joint was
there. That shit the other day too.
That joint was fire.
Give me Michael Jai White of all these niggas.
I never miss.
You Michael Jai White.
It must have been smaller than I thought.
But Michael Jai White only got like what? Like
Spawn.
Spawn and what else?
No, shit.
He played
Black
Tyson,
Dynamite, nigga.
He played Mike Tyson.
But that
Black,
like,
in the first
Black
Dynamite is my
Black
shit.
Dynamite. He said, let me get two he said smush fry and a waffle.
That shit's hilarious.
Get
though.
You a waffle.
That shit's hilarious.
Yeah. He told Shorty, you better cool out.
He said, bitch, do you see us?
That look like a first down to me.
It does look like one.
It look like a first down, too.
Hopefully we are.
That's the first down.
They hold up.
He didn't put the ball out.
They should have challenged that. That was the first.
They going for it again.
That's a horrible spot.
Stuffed.
Nah,
he got it.
Finally, something positive.
Yeah, y'all still ain't got no third downs, but y'all got the fourth down.
Yeah, it's been pretty crappy.
Way to let Rim down.
Yeah, thanks,
good
guys.
Good Rim right there.
I didn't let him down.
Cleveland
His
did.
Team did.
Cleveland did. Cleveland did.
Cleveland has him now.
Yeah. The best thing of Rim's day was them lemon pepper wings.
Lemon peppers.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Lemon pepper steppers. Courtesy of Frank the Great.
Hey, look, man, I got to come through, show my bro some love. You know?
I ain't know you was back.
I appreciate that.
Stuff,
that's like an $80 thing of wings in there, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it, bro.
Yeah, that wasn't $80 though.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yeah. You should took you just stopped while you was ahead.
112.
Nah. I was gonna say that was a little more than that.
Yeah. We wanted 112, but you know, counting.
Come through, man. You know, fresh off the jet.
Yeah,
come through with the wings. You heard?
You just got back today?
I got back Saturday.
Oh, true.
Dog, my daughter young. I swear, I literally thought about child support. I know it's a fucked up take. Nigga,
that's crazy.
I tried to be like, I'm not serious, but like, nigga, let's just film you real quick.
Whoa.
I tried to, pause. Look, I tried to do like, take my daughter somewhere, you know what I mean? We always take her somewhere before, but she loved the beach, so we like, yo, let's take her to, we was going to go to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And we bagged the trip like in April. So we like, all right, we going to Tampa. Her grandma and her grandfather flew in from Germany and shit.
Yeah.
They've been at my crib for like 2 weeks. God bless. And, nigga, bro, I'm telling you, this little nigga threw a tantrum on the way to the airport, at the airport, in the van, in the fucking shuttle to the airport, at the airport, landed, in Miami airport, in the rental car, hotel, motel, all that shit.
Call in.
All that, say what? Nigga, this nigga was flipping out, bro, and I'm sitting there, I'm looking here like, yo, I'm black. For one, I don't want to whoop my kid because she a girl. Yeah. I don't want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But nigga, when I tell you it was so embarrassing, bro, to be out at a nice dinner.
Yeah.
And your daughter's just like, like for no reason, like because she can't hold the napkin, she just throw a tantrum and flip the fuck out.
Yeah.
I literally was like, you know what, man? I'ma just like I'ma just go on child support and like, you know, like I just get her.
I get her on the weekends.
I go to PTA meetings and all that shit, but I can't deal with this shit. Is that fucked up?
That's a lot, bro.
That shit is heavy. That's a lot.
I feel like most of them go through that phase, though. How old is she now?
My sister warned me. She said it's not the terrible twos, it's the threes.
Oh, yeah, three is worse than two.
Bruh. Yeah. I ain't believe her, bruh. Yeah. That little nigga is crazy, bro.
I think two is just like a lack of like emotional regulation. Mm-hmm. Three and four is like real fucking personality.
Yeah, they know what they know.
It's real defiance.
All right, so look, we went on that boat joint I was telling you about, that Diddy house.
Tour.
So I bought a mojito for me. I got rolls of fucking big ass fucking daiquiri and shit. I'm taking pictures and shit like that. I'm like, yo, you want me a switch? She's like, nah, I'm good.
Got
with
her. Ball
out. I'm good with her right now, nigga. I look over, bro. And she fucking hit her, like her mom's drinking. She threw a tantrum on the boat and flipped her fucking daiquiri. Over her face.
With the sack.
Everywhere, nigga. I'm sitting there like.
Terrible.
That's crazy.
But look, this is the thing. You know, we black, man. I'm like, oh, I'm about to whoop her ass.
Right.
I'm sitting there, Rose is sitting there like, I could tell she's like, I don't want to do anything, but.
Lord.
I ain't taking this nigga nowhere no more.
Yeah, not, facts.
Yeah.
That's all. Give her a little break on the vacation.
Give her a break since
she's about
10.
Nothing.
I think he said 10.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, right, yeah.
She done been overseas like three times.
Yeah, maybe six.
Been to Florida. You good,
yeah, you good now. You good now.
You got a couple stamps on your passport. You good, bro. You ain't going nowhere. We going to the pool next year. We might do a little barbecue.
Go to the water park.
Or something.
Camera run.
Take her to camera run.
Yeah, take her camera run. Take her ass right back home.
Shit, it's a little water park on Columbia Pike, nigga. Not Columbia Pike, Wilson Boulevard. Over there behind the Sunrise joint.
Oh,
about Seven Corners and shit.
True.
It's a little joint back there. They got a bunch of shit back there.
Oh, you want up the hill?
Yeah, up the hill. Yeah.
They got a bunch of shit over there now. They got a rock climbing wall.
Yeah, rock climbing wall. Yeah.
Got him again.
That's what
we're doing next year.
Dante Fowler.
So this has been Running the Model. I'm going to be out. Great time.
It's been a great episode of A-Man. We about to get out of here, though.
Yeah, you know, we was just hanging out in the garage watching football, and it didn't work out in my favor. I'm mad I signed up for it. I'm pissed off. I don't want to be here. So.
What's the score?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it.
It's 34-6.
Yeah. This has been another episode of A-Man. Thank y'all. Check y'all. Peace.